From college football to the pros, this week the frontrunners for NFL Rookie of the Year are putting on quite a show. Last night there was quarterback Robert Griffin III leading the Redskins to a victory over the Giants.
Redskins looking to take the lead. Griffin keeping. Throwing end zone. Touchdown, Redskins!
And on Sunday for the Indianapolis Colts, it was quarterback Andrew Luck living up to his number one draft pick status.
Final seconds. Luck steps. Luck, a little flip. Donnie Avery, he's in! Touchdown!
And so it's on. Who will win Rookie of the Year, Luck or Griffin? Joining me now to talk about both players is NPR's Mike Pesca. And Mike, to start, how good are these guys?
Well, I'm gonna lay a couple of profound statements on you, and they're subjective but defensible. Here goes. I would say that right now, Andrew Luck is the best rookie passer the NFL has ever seen. And I would say even beyond that, right now, Robert Griffin III is simply the most exciting player in the game of football. That second statement a little harder to quantify, but he's electric and Luck might be just as good.
But let's see, Luck, Griffin, Griffin, Luck. I mean, how exactly is a voter to decide?
Well, the voters will look at statistics, of course, and there is a trove, this being sports and that sport being football. Andrew Luck is on a pace to throw for 4,800 yards. Some perspective, Peyton Manning, the Indianapolis Colts quarterback who Luck plays in Manning's shadow, Manning never threw for 4,800 yards. Luck has 17 throwing TDs, 5 rushing TDs. There are some stats which don't favor him. He has a kind of a low completion percentage, but a lot of that is the function of the offense he plays in. He's been asked to throw the ball long more than any other quarterback in the NFL. RG3's statistics are pretty much unblemished. He's one of the leaders in completion percentage in the NFL. He also has thrown for 17 touchdowns and 6 rushing. He's set the rookie rushing record for a quarterback. And like we talked about, Andrew Luck has been asked to throw long. RG3, not as much, but he is the most accurate thrower in the NFL on throws of 11 yards or more. He has the most touchdowns of 40 yards or more. Of course, the voters who do the deciding will say, well, what about winning? And that's where these guys are just so unbelievably impressive. Luck took over a team that had 2 total wins last year. The Colts are now 8-4, and the Redskins, always irrelevant in the month of December, are right in the thick of the playoff race. They're 6-6, and those accomplishments largely on the back of their young passer.
All right, but let's get past all the numbers here. I mean, what are the other factors? Leadership, personality, anything else that's going to sway the voters?
These guys have it all. Of course, if you're so good on the field, you know, a lot of leadership qualities will be ascribed to you. But it seems real. Here's one stat. Andrew Luck just got passed by Robert Griffin III in the famous Dick's Sporting Goods jersey report, where they rank who's selling the most jersey. That's really important. And then there's the fact, and this was reported by Peter King at Sports Illustrated, if you tell Andrew Luck, if he says how you're doing, and you say good, he'll correct you and say, no, actually, you're doing well. And remember, the guys who vote for the award are all AP writers, so he might get the grammarian's endorsement.
Mike, any other rookies having a stellar year that you want to mention?
Well, Russell Wilson, who's the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, he's been having a great year. He's had a couple game-ending touchdowns, game-winning touchdowns, one last week against the Bears in overtime, one that famous or infamous one that the referees blew the call right before the regular referees came back, if you remember that game in Green Bay. Of course, you know, there's 4 more weeks left in the season. Doesn't seem that much. It is a quarter of the NFL season. And remember, the Rookie of the Year, they give one for offense and one for defense, and that one really is wide open. A couple people who may win it are Casey Hayward, a cornerback on the Green Bay Packers, or maybe Chandler Jones, who's an end for the New England Patriots.
Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.